Babe, can I have a hug? I'm just a little bit, I'm a bit scared still. So you see outside where it's snowing and it's around some degrees plus, and I me and my car, we almost drove off the road. Or I was driving, but I was at an intersection, and at least I wasn't driving very fast because I didn't know how, like, the conditions of the road, and I almost maybe half a meter more, and I I would have been in a ditch. I was so scared. I was so scared. My heart is still beating 100 miles a minute. It was, the worst was right when it happened, but can I have another hug? It was so scary. Really, really scary. And I, at least I automatically, or my body was on autopilot and knew exactly what I should do. So I hit the brakes, but not really hard, you know, just like pumping the pedal, and a little bit with also the acceleration, so that it kind of, I twisted the butt of the car a little better, so that I didn't end up outside of where it was supposed to be. It was so scary. The snow is so much prettier when you look at it out the window, or if you're walking. But if you're in a car and you're driving and they haven't been out and, like, gotten the snow away, I probably wouldn't have gotten, like, really hurt, because it wasn't a very, it's a very shallow kind of ditch thingy. But oh my, it was just so scary. No, my life did not flash before my eyes. The only thing that was in my mind was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh crap, ah. I have it ingrained that when it snows, I should, like, drive according to how the, oh god, conditions are. Can I have another hug? I love you. It was just so scary. So scary. And I didn't know what to do, but I did. And now I'm home. And I need to use the car tomorrow to go to work, but hopefully they would have shoveled away the snow so I don't have to think about it. Yeah. I was going to go to a friend's house, but I decided to drive straight home to you, to my rock. No, I thought about maybe stopping somewhere and calling you, but I couldn't exactly change what had happened, and I just wanted to get home, because if I would have stopped and sat there, I don't think that I would even have the willpower to drive anymore. Yeah. It's like all of those saying, like, yeah, if you fall off the horse, you gotta get right back on it, and that kind of stuff. And it's kind of true. Because I'm not gonna let that would almost happen stop me from driving again. I'm just going to be even more cautious when I get at intersections or anything at all. Because, like, just a little bit faster, and I would have gotten in an accident. And I've read so many places of people that have a little more speed than me, and then they get in an accident because they thought, like, oh, but the speed limit is this much, so I should be able to drive in that no matter what weather it is. Which is stupid. Very, very stupid. But some people don't understand that, and oh, for if you're gonna drive, please, please drive after conditions of the road and the weather, because just like a millisecond or like speeding a little bit, it doesn't take much to actually get in an accident. And I never want you to get in an accident, and I really don't want to get in an accident. So, when the roads are like it is right now, please take care. Promise me. Because I don't want you to get hurt. And I don't want to get hurt, and it's a horrible, horrible experience. It really is. And thank God there was no one behind me, because some people, they like is right up on the bumper, like, no, you gotta drive faster. And that doesn't help at all, because if I would have hit the brakes, they would have ended up in my butt, and people need to be more careful. Yes, we drive a vehicle that is like metal, it's a box that we drive. But speed plus mass equals even more mass. Something that's just a pound or a kilo, whatever, is like a ton that can just hit you. And the car isn't made for to be indestructible. It's not a tank, and you can get hurt. But so people need to be careful. Please be careful. Oh my Gosh. Like, just when I see people that have been unlucky and gotten to the side of the road because of whatever happened, I don't know. But sometimes it could have been avoided by not driving as fast, to be awake, to be aware when they drive their car. It's so important. So important. And like right now it's almost Christmas, and I can't even imagine what something like that happened right before Christmas. It ruins everything, and it just makes everything so bad. And I'm glad it didn't happen to me, but it could have. It could have if I didn't pay attention, if I was sleepy. Oh, don't get me talking about that. People who are sleepy and get behind the wheel. No, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it. No. Just hold me. I just need you to hold me. And promise me you're going to be careful if you're out and the conditions are horrible. Just please be careful. Promise me. Thank you. I love you.